Welcome to Morning Crankers.
Happy Hump Day.
Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, well, I'm Hans.
And I'm Dredd.
We're Hans and Dredd in the mornings on Morning Crankers, coming to you from Springfield, Missouri, or the Ozarks.
Yes.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Right in our playground.
Yeah, well, we got to get through some national days. I got a great, great story about a British lawmaker that, you know, acted like American lawmakers. Four people that went and held up a gas station in a weird way.
Yeah.
We've got some things about a venomous thing. You'll see.
Yeah.
It's about an octopus.
Okay.
Maybe we should talk a little bit about basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my turn.
And then this famous Michelin chef concocted probably the worst idea of tasting pudding ever.
Right.
What do you think of that?
Oh, wow.
Good morning, Springfield. It's one of them days. You know what I'm saying? I want to get this out of the way because it's one of them days.
One of them days because we're over that hump.
Yeah, well,
try to get to that weekend.
When they're listening to this, they're starting the hump.
You got that?
They're on the hard part moving forward. You know what I'm saying?
Doing the hump.
Yeah. Oh man, we could redo that song, but we love you, Springfield, and today because of the time of year, this is a song that we wrote called "Dead Broke Blues," and the reason that we wrote this is because this time of year everybody's got to pay their taxes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we actually met somebody that was a victim already of the being poor thing, you know, where you can't register the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stopped them, took their license plates, you know, so that's all part of the Dead Broke Blues. You know what I'm saying? Needless to say, here we go. Okay, that was not right. Oh,
there it is.
The Dead Broke Blues. Well, Uncle Sam's got a wallet, but it's filled with IOUs. Printing money like it's candy, but the joke's on me and you. Them lobbyists got the power, bought themselves a brand new yacht. While we're digging through the couch cushions, hoping for a jackpot.
Oh, the debt keeps a-climbing. Like a cat up in a tree. And the Fed just fans the flame. While we beg for groceries.
Gotta eat some food.
Congress throws a party. And guess who's paying the tab?
We ain't got no invites, but we sure to feel the stab. They say it's for the people, but them people ain't you and me. It's some old Wall Street fat cat swimming in all of his robbery.
Oh, Springfield, feel it too.
Oh, we feel it.
It's trickling down like rain.
Oh boy, like rain.
Except it ain't just water. It's that same old budget pain.
Oh, the pain.
We got that dead broke blues.
Living check to check while they buy more golden shoes. They taxing all our dollars, but they just go and misuse. Somebody stop this train. Somebody stop it before we all go home.
Now, dead. It's Springfield.
It's the same old show, man. Politicians talking big, but where'd the money go? New roundabouts, new stadiums, and all shiny and grand. Meanwhile, I can't afford a six-pack in this land.
Oh, the potholes keep on growing.
Potholes keep on growing.
But the budget.
They spent it on consultants. Now, ain't that a sin? Oh, we bailed out the banks, and they still charge us fees. Funded every country except for you and me.
They save for the future, but I ain't seen the proof.
Ain't seen the proof. Because my grandkids already owe for this economic spoof.
Oh, we got the dead broke.
Living paycheck to paycheck while they buy my golden shoes. They tax an all of dollars, but they just go and misuse. Somebody stop this train before we all go boom. Thank you, Springfield, and I hope you're not feeling the dead broke blues. Okay, so, you know, how would you say that? How would you rate that one?
I'd rate it.
Are you going for G for Gred?
G for Gred, yeah.
Or D for Dan, or we'll H for Hans, or what are you going?
We'll go for G and an H.
The G and an H, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, the thing is, like, we're going to have to get together someday and actually practice these for, like, 2 hours.
Instead of just throwing it at you like that. And
well, I kind of like doing that because it's funny. I mean,
it is.
We're not good singers, and we know that.
No, we're not.
And but hopefully we get a point across. I mean, there's some mindful thought that goes into writing this music.
Most certainly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, man?
We know what you're saying, Hans.
Okay. Check this out, folks. This is probably the weirdest story that we've been a part of in a long time. People are getting nuts, crazy.
Yeah.
Crackheads, meth heads, they have converged. It is something new. Is it desperation?
I think so.
Or is it laziness?
I think it's a little combination of both.
Is it both? I mean, okay, because I'm looking at the picture of these people, and they don't look hungry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jackson, Tennessee. The police department, when I say they, are looking for four people who are accused of robbing a convenience store while wielding pythons. What do you think of that?
Oh, they're trying to strike fear in the cashier.
It's something. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what to say.
I don't know either. It's
it is what it is, right?
Sneaky snake.
Yeah.
To do that. Yeah.
These people came in and allegedly, okay, we got to say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Really? Yeah, anyways.
Whipping out the pythons, allegedly.
The Madison County Sheriff's Office posted surveillance video of the alleged robbery on its Crime Stopper social media channels in an effort to get information about the people wielding pythons. They said two men and two women went into the Sitgo on 154 on March 4th holding two ball pythons. Authorities said they took $400 worth of CBD oil and left in a small gray four-door sedan with a drive-out tag and a trunk tied with bungee cords. Hey, this story's kind of hitting home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what do you think about that? What do? You grab a python and be like, give me everything you got or he's going to bite you. What do you say?
Yeah.
I mean, they're constrictors.
Right.
You know, I mean, what would you do? Like, could you be a hero in this? Like, let's say you're in there and people come in with pythons to rob the poor guy, right? What happens if you damage or hurt one of the snakes? People would be mad at you.
Oh, they would.
You know what I'm saying?
Animal rights people would be angry.
For some reason, people have more empathy for animals than they have empathy for human beings.
Yeah, that's bad.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But pythons are constrictors. Now, they can bite you, but I don't think that it's going to be.
They're not poisonous.
Yeah, they're not poisonous at all.
But they will do some damage to your skin.
Yeah, I mean.
They can rip you open.
What's damage?
Right.
I mean, you're talking to the guy that got struck by lightning and it couldn't get me.
Right.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
I know that for a fact. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just something that happens. The storms roll in quickly.
Right.
You know, and boom, just then walks in the house.
Yeah.
I could write a book about it.
He could.
You know, I could beat the Canuck.
You could.
You know what, Mr. What's his name?
Mr. It was Super Canuck or?
Is it Super Canuck?
I can't remember. I think it was something like
The Super Missourian.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm saying? Anyways, it is what it is. But I thought of you when I saw this product, and usually we don't talk about products like this, but this one's really cool. It's a garden art. You ever seen garden art?
I have not.
Okay, what do you think of that?
Man, that's a weird-looking face.
It is. It's kind of like, would you say Super Mario crossed with Old Lady crossed with...
The egg that fell off the wall. What was that story?
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it does kind of look like Humpty Dumpty.
The way the shape of the head and everything.
But they've got different things. I mean, they're a vase.
Right.
But they're all different. What do you think of them?
I think pretty ugly. From what I can tell.
Ugly?
Yeah, look at
this. This is artwork.
To me, sorry, but it looks ugly. I'm just giving my honest opinion. That's just all I can say about it.
So they came up with the inspiration. Get this, at a family barbecue, which you know me, I love family barbecues.
Oh yeah.
And her 3-year-old nurse or niece sat around and looked at all the identical potted plants and asked her aunt, "Why does your garden look so sad?" Well, she said, it had become a reflection of my neglected creativity.
Wow.
Do you have any neglected creativity?
No.
Nothing.
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 I think.
I regret nothing.
I think that your girlfriends would have something to say. They'd be like, hey, get into the Kama Sutra. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we need some creativity here, Gred.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pulling on that beard ain't doing nothing for me no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking of girlfriends, you tell me what you think of this. It has now been discovered that octopuses, you know, a male octopus usually gets eaten after they do the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, it's a fact. Now, but here's the thing. Do you believe in evolution?
Not really.
Okay, what do you believe in?
I don't know. I believe in...
Do you believe in evolution or adaptation? It has to be one or the other.
Adaptation, I guess.
Well, good. Me too. I believe in adaptation, and this is one reason why. So... the union of male octopuses got together, and they said, no more Mrs. Females eating us when we're done, right?
Right.
Okay, we're sick and tired of dying just because we want to get a tentacle probing.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they adapted, and listen to this, highly venomous male octopuses are now poisoning their females before sex to avoid being eaten after mating.
Wow. Well,
do you know what I call it?
Revenge?
No, or? I call them diddy pusses. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe they learned this from Diddy.
Yeah.
Poisoning the girls before, you know, because they're, I don't know, I'm just saying. They're kind of cool looking, if you know what I mean, but they use tetrodotoxin. Or TTX, to immobilize the soon-to-be octomoms. They call it evolution. We're going the other way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Adaptation.
Adaptation, yes.
Yeah. Well, could this be a defense?
Could be, yeah.
For Diddy?
It could be.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I was afraid of them. They were going to murder me. They were going to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. We shouldn't probably even be talking about it, but... it's in the news so much.
Right, it is.
That there's got to be something a little light about it. It's disgusting. It's terrible. You know what I'm saying? We don't condone it in any ways. But you know what I'm saying.
Right.
You're a pudding guy, right?
Chocolate.
Okay, what else? What other kind?
I like butterscotch.
Okay, pistachio?
Not a pistachio guy.
You're anti-St. Patrick's.
Yes.
Okay.
On that part.
Well, I mean, how about plum pudding?
Yeah.
Or rice pudding?
Yes.
Okay, so there's more puddings that you like.
Yeah.
How about meat pudding? You're not, like, into the brown swagger?
No.
Spread it on the, you know what I mean, like the liver paste?
No, no, not you're into that.
Okay. Well, do you know what a Michelin chef is?
No, I don't.
Okay, a Michelin, if you're Michelin certified, that makes you like the best chef in the world. Okay, Michelin restaurants are all over. It's like a grading system. Michelin is the best. This Michelin chef has a $350 confection, and he also made a video cooking tutorial on TikTok that has over 635,000 views. He works at the restaurant El Celler de Can Roca, but it has become known for creating desserts that blur the lines between art and life.
Hmm.
Now, you remember the other day we were talking about the piglets that they were trying to starve to death and they called it art?
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of the same thing. We got to get back to some normalcy here. Cookbook, I don't think that this should count. Listen to this. Acclaimed pastry chef Jordi Roca redefined the term cookbook after concocting an over $350 confection that's infused with the flavor of a dusty old tomb.
Hmm. Well,
I don't know what to say, man. What would you eat it?
Yeah.
So you get dusty old tomb. So, I mean, there could be particles of ball sack floating around in there. And that's the dust that he's using in this stuff. It's a pudding.
Yeah.
That tastes like different things, but it is infused with the flavor of a dusty tomb.
I think I'll pass.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so where does the art begin and the regular life stop? Where does that stop?
I don't know. I think some people take art to an extreme.
Okay, so Roca, now this just bothers me because I've met some of these guys,
right.
With the wife's food truck going up to, get the seafood and stuff. That's all high-end stuff. So you're sitting there and you meet these guys. But he got his inspiration for this. He dreamt the concept up after being fascinated by the smell of old books that you find in libraries.
Huh. Wow.
I mean, where can you find somebody like that in America? I'll bet you they're having a family reunion with the people that had the pythons.
Yeah.
And this dude. I bet you they're having a family reunion.
I bet they are.
You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be related.
Maybe they'll put the pythons in there. This kind of reminds me a little bit of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Remember the chilled monkey brains?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Could be. But the form of art today, ugh.
Is it a form?
But see, that's the worst part. People call it a form of art, but some of it's a little too morbid for me.
I don't even know if it's art. Yeah. Like literally, I don't know if it's art.
I think it goes beyond art sometimes, like way beyond it.
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, this weird stuff has happened before. This gal, she signed a waiver that she'd let people do anything they wanted to her.
Yeah.
And there was nice stuff, and then there was mean stuff. And there was like 300 people, and they could do anything they wanted to her. I mean, they cut her. They, assaulted her, sexually assaulted her. In the beginning, it was just people like making drawings with stuff, but it was considered art.
Yeah, I know.
See, that blurs the line for me. That's not art.
Art's not everything that can happen to you. That's
right.
What it sounds like. Like art's, to an artist, it sounds like today is looking at art as different than what art used to be looked at.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I'm happy for this story. I'm really happy for this because I wish this would happen to politicians in America. All right, in London, a British lawmaker punched out a constituent in the street while in a drunken rage, went to court, and he got 10 weeks in prison. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Okay, and this is like as English as you can get. Mike Amesbury, 55 years old, a member of parliament who was suspended by the ruling center-left Labour Party after the altercation last year, pled guilty in Chester Magistrates Court to assaulting a 45-year-old man.
Hmm.
Amesbury is the first sitting member of parliament imprisoned since 2019 when Fiona Anasanya was jailed for 3 months for lying to police about a speeding ticket. At the time, she was the first sitting MP jailed in 3 decades. Okay, I mean, these are just people, and if they commit crimes, they should be doing something.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in America, we used to have this like in the House and in the Senate.
Yep.
there were fist fights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Between them, you know. Okay. So it's not like this is uncommon, but how often have you actually seen something happen to somebody with political power in America?
It's been a long while.
So this guy, Mike Amesbury, got 10 weeks in prison for beating the crap out of one of his constituents. I mean, can you make that up?
No, you can't.
Okay. We're in studio. I just had to say that. I mean, it's funny and it's good. I'm glad. Justice, equality, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What do you think? And I can't even pronounce this number. But if you know nothing about basketball, according to the computers, what are your odds in getting a perfect NCAA bracket?
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure. 1 in 1,000?
No.
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 Not even close.
No. If you know something about basketball, it's 1 in 120.2 billion chance.
Wow.
That you get the NCAA tournament brackets all right. Now, if you don't know anything about it, check this out. It is 1 in 9, 223, 372, 036, 854, 775, 808.
Jeez.
I don't even, that's not trillion, brother.
No.
That's something else past trillion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, if you're really, really good, to get one game correct and it goes down the more you pick.
Right.
You can get a 50-50 shot of one game.
Hmm.
All the way down to that monster of a number that I told you.
Right.
Okay, so I'm very happy. Mizzou, it's in it.
Yeah, they're in it.
Ranked number 6. It made me very happy. West Virginia, did you hear about their governor?
No.
He has asked for them to look into. He wants an official investigation of why West Virginia is not in there. What do you think of that?
Huh, that's weird.
I mean, that sounds like something that would come out of the land of poisonous nuts.
Right. No, it's...
Who do you think is going to win?
I've got St. John's, I think, this year.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going with a dark horse.
Okay.
I'm thinking they're going to play Florida.
I've got 3 picks. They're all equal.
I think it could be St. John's or Florida if I had to pick.
Okay, so I'm going Auburn.
Yeah.
Missouri, Wisconsin.
Okay.
I got a 3, a 6, and a 1.
Okay.
You know, I think all of them, you know, the great thing about March Madness, they all have the chance to get hot at the right time.
The unpredictable will happen.
You remember Kentucky, when was that, a few years ago, when nobody could stop them?
Yeah.
And who'd they play, Gonzaga?
Yeah.
And they got whooped?
Yeah. And that's when Gonzaga got put on the map.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so anything can happen, and this is the stuff dreams are made out of.
It is.
I would much rather watch college ball.
Oh, yeah, and I want to congratulate also Missouri State University ladies for making the NCAA tournament.
Oh, abso-frickin-lutely. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
I mean, we're here. It's happening like right now, in front of us.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It seems like they've righted the ship.
Yeah, I have.
You know, so it's anybody's game. Literally, the tournament is anybody's tournament.
Yep, on both sides.
Right. I think it's awesome. This is my favorite time for basketball.
It's my favorite time of the year, literally, because I love watching some of the games.
March Madness.
Yeah. I won't get to watch as many games this year because I work night shift, but, man, I love the madness.
Oh, me too. We're going to keep you updated. We're going to talk about what's going on. We got a lot more sports stuff coming up. Some people like it, some people don't, but we love it.
We do.
You know, I would rather talk about, you know, some entertainment stuff and some sports stuff just in general.
Right.
Because it seems like it makes our world better.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
It gets people out of the comfort zone of worrying about what's going on politically in the world.
Well, it is. And, I mean, it also gets them out of the dead broke blues.
Yes, exactly.
Like March Madness. I don't think you need anything special to watch March Madness, do you?
No, just enjoy it.
Exactly.
Play in a pool at work for $5. Who cares?
Absolutely. I mean, that should be a prerequisite on any job.
Yes.
You know, I wish Pete Rose was around. He could tell us the rules.
Yes, right. He's the king.
Yeah. Anyways, folks, we love you guys. Have a wonderful, happy hump day.
Yes, enjoy it.
Yes, don't let people bring you down and have a little bit of fun.
See you on Thursday.
MorningCrankers@gmail.com.
Yes, and this has been Dredd.
And Hance. Remember, MorningCrankers.com. We're right here in the Ozarks. Reach out to us. Be anxious.
Reach through the mic if you have to slap me. Okay, ladies? Thank you.